Chapter 6. David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David arose and went with all the people who were with him, from Baal, Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God which is called by the name, even the name of the Lord of armies, who sits above the cherubim. They set the ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. They brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was in the hill with the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord with all manner of instruments, made of fir wood, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with tambourines, and with castanets, and with cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah put his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. David was displeased because the Lord had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of the Lord to him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. It was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains to him, because the ark of God is there." David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with joy. It was so that when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened calf. David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. It was so, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out at the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. They brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. When David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of armies. He dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to men and women, to everyone a cake of bread, and a portion of flesh, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord, who chose me above your father and above all his house, to appoint me prince over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I dance before the Lord. I will be yet more vile than this, and will be base in my own sight, but of the handmaids of whom you have spoken, they shall honor me." Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death.